Greetings of peace and strength to you, dear friends. Gratitude, dear listener, for tuning in, and I appreciate your dedication to tuning in to this podcast as it continues to unfold this Eastertide. Today's episode is exploring renewal and resurrection. And please know, this podcast is really just me getting a lot more comfortable sharing what I'm thinking, and that way let me know what you're thinking so we can maybe explore it and I can share it on this podcast together. And so on this Friday, on this Grey Friday in Laguna Beach at St. Mary's, renewal and resurrection, our Easter mirrors the rebirth of our planet. So Easter time is truly a time we celebrate rebirth and new beginnings. And I think it reminds us also of our deep connection to nature. And of course, my deep inspiration from the desert mothers and the desert fathers who found peace and wisdom in the desert's quiet. I think we can discover valuable lessons about valuing the world around us. And so thank you for taking this journey with me, exploring how the spirit of Easter reflects in nature's renewal and how our own quiet moments can help rejuvenate the earth. The desert fathers and the desert mothers sought a deep relationship, I think, with the divine by embracing the vast silence of the desert. Here they found a special place that helped them grow spiritually. This Easter, I think we can find our own quiet places to reflect and get ready for new beginnings, very much like the earth quietly getting ready for spring. Our quiet moments can open us up to new growth and change. At the heart of Easter is the powerful idea of resurrection. The powerful idea of life winning over death. And nature shows us this too. As old matter decays and feeds new growth. Composting, turning organic waste into rich soil, a great example of this very cycle of decay to new growth. And the desert mothers and fathers saw, I think, their spirituality, or at least as I understand them, as I sit and as I bite into their writings, the desert mothers and the desert fathers saw their spiritual practices as a kind of composting, letting go of worldly things to nourish their souls and welcome new spiritual life. Interesting, every few years the desert surprises us by blooming with countless flowers, turning a barren land into a vibrant, colorful landscape. Reminds me of driving down to Abu Dhabi when I was attending COP28 in Dubai, having a conversation around the care of climate. This wonderful event, it mirrors, I think, the resurrection celebrated at Easter and shows the incredible power of nature to renew itself, inspiring us to see the potential for renewal in ourselves, I think, in and the world. And so I wonder, and I think, our spiritual growth often begins in solitude. Much like a seed growing unseen in the dark soil, the desert fathers and the desert mothers knew that real change often comes in these quiet moments. This Easter, as we think about renewal and resurrection, this Easter tide, these 50 days of Easter, let's cherish these quiet times where our spiritual growth is budding. Let's cherish these quiet times with patience and trust. that we will eventually emerge into the light, ready to flourish, which in and of itself, I believe, is what we would call ordinary time, living out in the light. The esteemed Wangari Maathai, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, once said that humanity needs to evolve to a new level of consciousness and moral standing, inspiring hope and shedding fear. That time is now. This Easter tide, let the ideas of renewal and Earth's rebirth fill us, fill you, fill me with hope, even when times are challenging, even when times are tough. Holding onto the wisdom of desert spirituality, let's remember that our quiet reflections are preparing us and the world for the wonderful renewal that's always possible. Together, let's answer the call to care for our world, nurturing the seeds of renewal within us and within nature. By doing this, friends, I believe we embrace Easter's transformative power and celebrate the endless cycle of life that brings new energy to everything. May your weekend be blessed. May your day be blessed. And I am grateful for your attention. Yeah, but.